السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه، أما بعد، فيا عباد الله، قال الله عز وجل: يوم ترى المؤمنين والمؤمنات يسعى نورهم بين أيديهم وبأيمانهم بشراكم اليوم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها ذلك هو الفوز العظيم. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders in Islam, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, our nourisher, our cherisher, our sustainer and provider. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most powerful. Nothing in this dunya happens, takes place without the permission of Allah. Each and every single thing around us continues to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah says, وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. But you and I, we cannot comprehend its glorification. How do they glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? May peace and salutations be upon the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon him, upon his family, and upon his companions till the day of Qiyamah. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, the ayat al-kareemah, the passage which I have recited, this passage belongs to the surah called Suratul Hadid. And this passage belongs to the very middle of Suratul Hadid. But in this limited time of ours, before I begin sharing with you the lessons and the teachings from this particular part of this passage in the Quran, I would like to give you a brief background, a context, in order for you to be well aware of what this part or this passage of the Quran really contains. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, generally when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala paints the scene of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the mu'mineen on one hand and the kafirin on the other hand. Allah compares the mu'mineen with kafirin in numerous places of the Quran. For instance, in Surah Az-Zumar, there is a verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ زُمَرًا, that the kafirin, the disbelievers, they will be driven to Jahannam, they will be driven to hellfire. How? زُمَرًا, جَمَاعَاتٍ, in groups and in troops. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا, Allah says, when they come to Jahannam, Allah says, فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا, then only will the doors of Jahannam be open for them. وَقَالَ لَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا, the gatekeepers of Jahannam will address them by saying, أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ رُسُلٌ مِّنْكُمْ, did not the messengers come to you from yourselves? يَتْلُونَ عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِ رَبِّكُمْ, and these messengers, they would recite unto you the verses of your Lord Allah. وَيُنذِرُونَكُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا, and these messengers would warn you about the meeting of this day of yours. قَالُوا بَلَى, all of the inmates of Jahannam, they would say, yes, indeed, the messengers, the Anbiya, did come to us. وَلَكِن, but the reality of the matter is such, حَقَّتْ كَلِمَةُ الْعَذَابِ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ, that the word of punishment, the word of chastisement, has already been justified against the kafirin. where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another verse of the Quran, Allah says, La amla anna jahannam, then most definitely I will fill jahannam with all of you kafirin, jinn and ins, the jinn and mankind, Allah will fill them with jahannam, the wrongdoers, the kafirin, the disbelievers in Allah. But when we take a look at the next verse, Allah says, وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْ رَبَّهُمْ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا. When it comes to the turn of the believers, Allah says that those mu'mineen, those muttaqeen, the God-fearing ones, those people who are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they will be driven to Jannah, they will be driven to Jannah in groups, in zumara, in troops and groups as well. But the difference here is, Allah says, حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا, that when they come to Jannah, Allah says, وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا. If you were following what I was reading to you before, I said when it came to the turn of the kafirin, Allah says, حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا. And when it came to the turn of the believers, the mu'mineen, Allah says, حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا. So there's only a difference of one letter, and that is wow. But subhanAllah, what a great different meaning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here says, and listen, when the believers come to Jannah, Allah says, وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا, and the doors of Jannah are already open for them. And here, وَقَالَ لَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا, the keepers of Jannah will tell the inmates of Jannah, سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ, that peace be upon you today. طِبْتُمْ, you have done very good for yourselves, you have done well in this dunya. فَادْخُلُوهَا خَالِدِينَ, now enter this Jannah to live and to abide herein forever. When it came to the inmates of Jahannam, we said, فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا, then only will the doors of Jannah, of Jahannam be open for them. Why? So that when the inmates of Jahannam are about to make their entry into Jahannam, the doors of Jahannam will only be open then. In order for Jahannam to retain all of its heat, that when now this inmate of Jahannam is about to make his entry into Jahannam, he will feel this heat of Jahannam approaching him from every side, from all angles. And the mu'mineen, Allah says, وَفُتِحَتْ, listen, the doors of Jannah are already open for you. So before the mu'min can even come close to Jannah, Jannah is already waiting for him. تَرْحِيبًا لَهُمْ وَتَشْرِيفًا, to welcome you and to honor you. Then listen, oh you mu'min, you aren't entering any ordinary abode. These are jannat, these are gardens at the bottom of which rivers flow. And here you shall remain, here in Jannah forever. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. In many places of the Quran, Allah says, this is the supreme success. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ, ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ, that is the ultimate, that is the supreme success. Now in the passage that I recited at the beginning, this verse that belongs to Surah Al-Hadid, this verse is very unique. And why is it unique? Because as I said, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about Qiyamah, when He paints the scene of Yawmul Qiyamah, He speaks about mu'mineen on one hand, and on the other hand He speaks about kafirin. But in this verse that I have recited, which belongs to Surah Al-Hadid, in place of talking about mu'mineen and kafirin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about mu'mineen and munafiqeen. And why, my dear brothers, have we ever pondered as to why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here in this place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, instead of speaking about mu'mineen and kafirin, Allah wants to draw our attention to something, brothers. Then listen, munafiqeen were also reciters of the kalima la ilaha illallah. Munafiqeen, the hypocritical men and women also said la ilaha illallah. But they were not genuine, they were not sincere in the iman of theirs. Rather, I would say the iman was bereft of light, it was devoid of nur, it was devoid of sincerity. They did not have genuine conviction and certitude in the la ilaha illallah. So it was just on the lip. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to this fact right in the beginning of the Quran. We read Surah Al-Fatiha, isn't it? After Surah Al-Fatiha, what comes? Surah Al-Baqarah. Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. Listen, this is the book. That is the book. There's absolutely no doubt in this book. This book is a means of guidance for who? For the muttaqeen, for you and I. For all those mu'mineen, believers in Allah. The very next two pages of Surah Al-Baqarah, the very next two pages. Turn the page, brothers, and read Quran. Read the translation of the Quran and read the authentic tafaseer with it. This is the word of Allah. This is not our word. See what Allah has to tell us. Allah tells us in the very next two pages, Allah gives us a detailed description of munafiqeen. Who are the munafiqeen? وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. That listen, of the men, there are people who say, آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ, we bring iman in Allah, and they say, we bring iman in the last day, the day of Qiyamah. Allah says, in reality, وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. فِي الْحَقِيقَةِ, they are not genuine and sincere believers. يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Read two pages. وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا. And before that, Allah says, these people, what do they say? That we have come here to do good on this earth. We are muslihun. Allah says, these munafiqeen, what are they in reality? أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْمُفْسِدُونَ. They are the mischief makers. وَلَكِنْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. They don't even take notice. They don't even take heed. They don't even realize that. And then Allah says, وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا. When they meet with the believers, when munafiqeen meet with believers, what do they say? آمَنَّا, we are believers. وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَى شَيَاطِينِهِمْ. But when they are alone with their devils, with their shayateen, the hypocritical men and women, what do they say? قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ. We are with you. We are not with the believers. إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ. We were just making a mockery of them. Allah says, Allah yastahzi'u bihim. Allah throws back their mockery at them. وَيَمُدُّهُمْ فِي تُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. Allah draws them more into the tyranny. That is why you find them wandering astray blindly in this dunya. So this is the condition of the munafiqeen. And we need to know who are the munafiqeen. There's an entire surah dedicated to this. Allah calls the surah Suratul Munafiqeen. إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ قَالُوا نَشْهَدْ إِنَّكَ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Munafiqeen, when they come to you, Muhammad, they say, yeah, we know you are the messenger of Allah. Allah knows that what they are saying is untrue because they don't believe in you being the messenger of Allah. Suratul Munafiqeen, in the 28th part of the Quran. So this verse that I've recited belongs to Suratul Hadid. And this is why it's unique. Because here, instead of speaking about mu'mineen on one hand and kafirin on the other hand, here Allah talks about mu'mineen with munafiqeen. And of course, we are now doing the tafsir of the verse. And we also have the problem of time, so very quickly we will run through the verses. Here, as I said, Allah wants to tell us mu'mineen that listen, now we are in a comfortable, in a good position, reciters of the kalima, la ilaha illallah, and always make dua, brothers. Allah keep us steadfast on iman, and Allah never ever snatch away this iman from us. The greatest gift you ought to be given by Allah is iman. We read in Surah Al-Fatiha, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Every day, you see Surah Al-Fatiha is a unique surah as well. Why in all of the salahs, in every rakat, you have to read Surah Al-Fatiha. Unlike the surah that comes or that's connected to it. In a fard salah, for example, the four rakat salah, we read Surah Al-Fatiha in all four rakats. Unlike the surah that's connected to Fatiha, generally we read that only first two rakats. Last two rakats, we only read Surah Al-Fatiha. We don't read it, we don't follow it up with the surah after it. So subhanallah, Allah is showing us something. Then listen, what is in Surah Al-Fatiha? What does it contain? اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Ya Allah, guide us to the straight path. The path of those whom you have bestowed your favors upon them. Who are they? The Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, the Shuhada, the Salihin, the righteous ones. What is this path? Iman billahi azza wa jal. Belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the prophethood of all the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, and belief in the dictates of iman. So we need to appreciate and value this iman we have, brothers. And now here Allah is saying that now you are in a good position, you are mu'mineen, you are genuine and sincere believers. But be careful. The munafiqeen also said la ilaha illallah. But there are certain deeds that the munafiqeen performed in this dunya which landed them up or ended them up on the side of the kafirin on the day of Qiyamah. So now you are mu'mineen, but watch, be careful. Do not slip up. Do not do the same deeds that were performed by the munafiqeen, and tomorrow you will regret. You rather know now what you should be abstaining from than you come in front. Consider this verse as a gift, brothers. Consider this verse as a gift that is coming to you from Allah. I rather know now what are those deeds you should be abstaining from, rather than coming in front of Allah on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, I didn't know. That's why I'm here with the ghafirin. Ma'adallah, Allah save us. That's why I'm here with the munafiqeen. Allah save us. Ma'adallah, Allah protect us. And what is the verse? Allah says, يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. On that day, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you shall see the believing men and believing women when they will rise from their graves. يَسْعَى نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ. The believing men and women will have light. Two torches of light. One is a light that will issue right from in front of them. That is the light of the heart. That is on account of the conviction and certitude that they had in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were genuine and sincere believers. And the other kind or type of light will be a light on the hand, on the right hand. That is on account of all the amal, the good deeds that they performed in this world. So they will have these two torches of light. يَسْعَى نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ, in front of them. وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ, and on their hands. بُشْرَاكُمُ الْيَوْمُ. Remember the day of Qiyamah. It will be very dark, pitch black. And these people, mu'mineen, will be treading the path to Jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell them, Allah will announce to them, keep on walking, continue, you're on the right path. You got your torches of light. Imagine, there's so many hadiths, brothers. You got to open the books of hadith to learn. Our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that there will be some believers will have an exhaustive amount of light, like extending from one city to another. But there will be some people who will have light, but they will barely be able to see the next step that they are taking. But every mu'min will have light. Every mu'min, because of his iman, sincere iman, he will have some sort of light on that day. Contrary to the munafiqeen. And Allah will say, Bushraakum, come, glad tidings today. There are jannat that are ahead of you, gardens, at the bottom of which rivers flow, and you are going to remain in those gardens forever and ever. ذَٰلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. Allah says, that is the supreme success. But when it comes to the munafiqeen, here Allah says, يَوْمَ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ. Imagine, our Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will be watching all of this. And he will see the believing men and women with their light, and now they will be on their way to Jannah. But when it comes to the turn of munafiqeen, how will they rise from their graves? يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتُ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. When they will rise from their graves, they will see, hey, there's no light for us here. Because we did not have genuine iman. Allah protect us. We didn't do good deeds in this world. So we can't convert these good deeds into light. There is no light on the day of Qiyamah. So what do we do now? We got to find some sort of light. So يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ. The hypocritical and hypocritical men and women. What will they do? They will tell the believing men and believing women. لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أُنذِرُونَ. أُنذِرُونَ in the meaning of إِنْتَظِرُونَ. They will see them from a distance that these people are walking, making their way to Jannah. Just wait a minute. Hang on for a moment. Please. نَقْتَبِسْ مِنْ نُورِكُمْ. All we want you to do is share with us some of your light. The word نَقْتَبِسْ, for those who understand and appreciate the Arabic language, subhanallah, this word is amazing. This word نَقْتَبِسْ مِنْ نُورِكُمْ does not mean give us your light, we want to take it away from you and now you don't have any light for yourself and now the light is with us. No. نَقْتَبِسْ, I'd rather give you an example, you'll understand it better. Like in the olden days, we have a lit up torch or a lantern. And if you want this brother here sitting in front of him, he wants light, what does he do? Give me your torch, lend me your torch. And then he takes his torch and then he lights up his torch. So I have my torch, he has his torch. Everybody has light. This is the meaning of نَقْتَبِسْ. You keep your light. All we're asking you is just to lend us this so we can also light up our torches. So that now we can also find the path to Jannah. نَقْتَبِسْ مِنْ نُورِكُمْ. Lend us. We want to borrow this from you. نَقْتَبِسْ مِنْ نُورِكُمْ. But Allah will make it such that because these munafiqeen were not genuine and sincere believers, and amidst all of this clamor and din and this noise that will take place there between the munafiqeen and the mu'mineen, يَوْمَ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتُ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أُنْذِرُونَ نَقْتَبِسْ مِنْ نُورِكُمْ قِيلَ أَنْ إِرْجِعُوا وَرَاءَكُمْ فَالْتَمِسُوا نُورًا. It will be said to them there. The malaika will announce to them, then listen, go back to this dunya. In other words, in that expression there's a hint of sarcasm, because it is impossible for any person to go back to the dunya now. Go back to the dunya and فَالْتَمِسُوا نُورًا. Search for your light day in the dunya. In other words, how can we now search for our life? Because we are in Akhirah. It's impossible to go back to the dunya. فَضُرِبَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِسُورٍ لَهُ بَابٍ Allah says, a huge, gigantic wall will be dropped right between the mu'mineen and munafiqeen on that day. And the description of this wall is the word in Quran. بَعْتِنُهُ فِيهِ الرَّحْمَ وَظَاهِرُهُ مِنْ قِبَلِهِ الْعَذَابِ The side that the munafiqeen cannot see. The side that the munafiqeen cannot see. Allah says, there is only rahmah, mercy, love, affection. That is the side of the mu'mineen. وَظَاهِرُهُ مِنْ قِبَلِهِ الْعَذَابِ And the side which the munafiqeen can see. Nothing approaches them from that angle but عذاب. And mu'mineen now make their way into Jannah. They now enter Jannah. Munafiqeen are stuck behind this wall. يُنَادُونَهُمْ أَلَمْ نَكُمْ مَعَكُمْ Unfortunately, the whole point of my talk was this, the deeds. But I'm giving you the tafsir and I can see time is up. Just in 2 minutes. يُنَادُونَهُمْ أَلَمْ نَكُمْ مَعَكُمْ The munafiqeen, they will address the mu'mineen by saying that, listen, were we not with you in the dunya? We were also with you one day by Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. We also said, La ilaha illallah. But I told you they were not sincere in the La ilaha illallah. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ Get back to the first page, second page. I told you of Surah Al-Baqarah. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ We said آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ They are not sincere believers. قَالُوا بَلَا The inmates of Jannah will address the munafiqeen. Now Allah will make it such. These people are in that calm and serene atmosphere of Jannah. Allah will make it such that they will be given the ability to give them a detailed response. That listen, this is the reason why you're not with us now in Jannah. قَالُوا بَلَا Yes, you were with us in the dunya. But you performed 4 deeds. وَلَكِنَّكُمْ فَتَنْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ I'm going to run through very quickly, just take heed. وَلَكِنَّكُمْ فَتَنْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ The first thing you did was, you put yourselves to the test. That's a simple, basic translation. You put your nafs, you put yourselves into places of, or environments of fitna. And you said, don't worry, I'm fine. I am safe. Nothing is going to happen to me. I will not get affected. Everybody outside there will get affected, but me. وَلَكِنَّكُمْ فَتَنْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ This is how it starts, brother, this Quran. This is how a person can lose his iman. Allah protect us. فَتَنْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ You put yourselves to the test. Put your iman in a place of test and then see what happens. What happened after it was, number two, وَتَرَبَّصْتُمْ You had the opportunity to turn to Allah and make tawbah, but you didn't do so. You procrastinated, you delayed in making tawbah. وَارْتَبْتُمْ This is Quran. A time came in your life when you actually fell into doubt, into doubt and into thoughts, that evil thoughts you entertained regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, that in that way you began to lose your iman. All because of putting your nafs, putting your iman to the test. وَارْتَبْتُمْ Now you began to have doubts regarding your own Allah. How do I know my Allah wishes well for me? Everybody else in the world is enjoying life, but I have to sit here in the masjid, I have to come and read salah. Everybody else is enjoying, I have to come to madrasa, I have to learn Quran. This is hard life. وَارْتَبْتُمْ You begin to now have doubts regarding your own Rabb Allah. وَغَرَّتْكُمُ الْأَمَانِيَ Number 4. Finally, when you couldn't muster up the courage to make tawbah, a time came in your life when you began to say, listen, Allah is Ghafoor Rahim, man. Allah will forgive me. He's most merciful. So a time now comes in your life when you begin to entertain such hopes, thoughts. Then listen, these hopes in Allah now begin to delude you and deceive you. Allah is Ghafoor. Yes, Allah is Ghafoor Rahim, brothers. But at the same time, Allah's Azab is also Azabun Aleem. You forgot about that. Allah says, حَتَّى جَاءَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ 4 things you did. Allah says it on the tongue of the believers. 4 things you did, you munafiqeen, that led to your destruction. Until now the decision of Allah came that you are now to be destroyed and doomed, oh you munafiq. Who deceived you? Who deluded you? وَغَرَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ It was not Allah who deceived you. It was Shaitan. Shaitan deceived you regarding Allah when he said, listen, you are now in a comfortable position. MashaAllah, you're wealthy, you're healthy. Just love life, man. Nobody is going to harm you. And there's no such thing as azab. Don't worry about the azab. Shaitan, can't you see? You are granted respite and you are reprieved. Had you been a bad person, Allah would have destroyed you long ago. And these thoughts, brothers, they come in the minds. وَغَرَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ Shaitan deceived you regarding Allah. Today, brothers, Allah says, فَالْيَوْمَ لَا يُؤَخَذُ مِنْكُمْ فِدْيَةٌ وَلَا مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا To some this stood this incident up, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that today, listen, you munafiqeen and the kafirin, no ransom shall be acceptable from you. In other words, you and the kafirin, you're all in the same boat on the day of Qiyamah. Ma'wakumun nar ya abodi is Jahannam wa bi'isal masir. What an evil destination is Jahannam. The last verse, brothers, we don't have time to do that, but it changed the lives of many, many people. People who had terrible lives in this dunya, when they read one verse of the Quran, it made them genuine, pious, sincere believers in Allah. One verse. And Allah says, after you listen to all what you've heard, Allah says, أَلَمْ يَعْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Now tell me, after listening to whatever you have heard, has the time not come now for the believers' hearts to now fear from the remembrance of Allah and to fear from what you have just heard now of the truth? وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. And don't be like people, كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ, like those people who were given the book, Yahud and Nasara, a long time had passed in their lives without them turning to Allah. What happens when a long time passes in your life and you don't turn to Allah? فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Their hearts eventually become hard. وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. And many of them after that were transgressors. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability, the tawfiq to realize and to take heed from the messages of the Quran. وَآخِرْ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.